21 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
221 and 0. God damn. Hey, Box Rack. You hear that? Man, I destroyed Box Rack when I beat that fucking Barbosa motherfucker. Look at this shit, man. God damn. That MMA fighter, he's never been hit with something this hard. You got to give it to the kid, man. He's got a chin. Yeah, man, listen. Bring on Anthony Joshua next. Or Dejon Daniels. Or Deontay Wilder. But see, I already beat Wilder, and I'm satisfied with that win, man. Like, there's no point of Wilder rematch. He got worse. I beat him. Fuck Wilder. Dejon, Wilder's better than Dejon, but Dejon's a joke. The thing is, I beat his ass, like, with that four-piece, and I'm a much better fighter now than I was, like, when I fought Dejon. And I was a great fighter at that time. Come on, I beat Jill Zavala that year, like, you know, it motivated me so much that I went on to beat Jill Zavala. Jill Zavala would, we all know Jill Zavala would crush Dejon. But listen, man, I would kill Dejon. I'm just saying, that right hand, I need to hit Dejon like that. His chin would not hold up. I hit him with a hard-ass right hand. You know, come on, when we fought, fucking snapped his head to the side. But I hit him with one of those, fuck it, two of those, three, four tops, he's out of there. He's out of there. He grabbed me in a Muay Thai hold. That's why I was punching him. It was hard to knock him out because the dude was just, like, holding on worse than me with a senior. But, man, let's talk about today's win, man. I mean, I just had a victory radio. This one's a little late because I did it, you know, I didn't do it at the scheduled time, but who gives a fuck and go overtime? I just beat this fucking ESPN clown. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, man, amazing. Hey, man, now it's time to, you know, I met a gorgeous girl the day I beat that ESPN fighter, and she drove me home, and she knows who she is, and such a nice girl, and so beautiful and sexy, and, you know, it's just that words cannot describe. And, you know, I asked her out, and she said, yeah, and, you know, I look forward, you know, to seeing her again, and that's what, you know, what life is all about, like, you know, meeting the right girl, you know, yeah, like, winning fights and stuff, and always arguing with these haters, and screw them. She even told me, she was like, no matter what you do, no matter how many wins you have, they're always going to troll you. And I agree. Yeah. But you got to admit, man, whether you're a fan or a hater, you got to admit one thing, though, that I am the greatest of all time. That power that I showed today, the speed, the power, the movement, the angles that I hit him with, it's just out of this world. I bet this guy, what's his name? Now, I bet two of these guys are shitting themselves right now. Kelly Pavlik and Rufus Defebal. I can't pronounce this motherfucker's weird-ass last name, man. Motherfucker's like a couple years older than me. He's like 31, 32, I don't know. 2-3 years older than me. He sounds like he's fucking 72, man, you know. But anyways, Kelly Pavlik, man, like, people literally, when me and him were supposed to fight, people literally treated him like, no, on the internet. In real life, everybody knows I'd crush Kelly Pavlik. I'm literally beating the shit out of people every couple days. Like, every other day, I'm beating the fuck out of somebody. And this guy has not put on boxing gloves in 5 years. And even if he did, they treated him, the mainstream treated him like Kelly Pavlik was... You people, I hope now you learned your lesson that not only would I obliterate Kelly Pavlik, but I would obliterate every living male that walks this planet. I would beat anybody. I have the way I fought today, I would beat anybody. It is pointless to ask me, hey, Charlie, can you beat this guy? Can you beat him? Can you beat anybody? I'm answering all your questions right now. Anybody. So now, here's how you're going to ask me questions. Charlie, how bad would you beat this guy or this guy or that guy instead of can you beat? You know I can. The question is, how many rounds, how many seconds, how many punches will you beat this? There's no can you. Fuck yes, I. No shit I can and will and would. I am the GOAT, motherfucker. It's something called a stupid question. This Russian immigrant that made a video about me, I mean, how does he feel now? I wish I knew who it was, but guess what? Who cares? These people are fucking psychotic, this mental Stanley guy, retard. The guy that I beat up today, he literally took off, he's like, I'm not boxing you. And he takes off the gloves. It's like, we just boxed, bro, and you got your ass beat. But what he meant was, I'm not going to continue boxing you. And he took off the gloves. That's rule number one. Whoever takes off the gloves, you know, that's it. The fight's over. No, I mean, there's fights without gloves. I'm saying, yeah, this is it. There's a regulated rule in the UBF now. If you take off the gloves, you can be ahead 100 punches to zero. You lose the fight. Yeah, I was beating the shit out of him. I'm saying it was as one-sided as they get. It was a very one-sided fight. And this moron, Breezeback, he's from when I beat the ESPN, this top-ranked fucking clown, the ESPN boxer, Barbosa Jr. When I beat Barbosa Jr., Arnold Barbosa Jr., this clown was playing crickets. Like, he's trying to, like, talk shit like nobody cares. Dude, you're the one tuning in. You're the one playing this nobody cares music. But yet you're always highlighting my wins and my punches and my fights and my you literally got a fucking radio. I don't even know how to fucking put a radio on YouTube. You know how to do. I mean, no, you don't care, crickets, but listen, man, these people are sick, all right? Yeah, he doesn't care about my fights, but yet he's the first one to watch them. Listen, man, it's time to chill out. What do we? I've won 12 fights this year, man. What do we? So 7 wins in January, 3 wins in February, and 2 wins so far in March. And I mean, come on, it's like the thing is, if it was easy to get fights, I would still probably take a little break. Like, I mean, I do take 3-4 weeks off. It's just I don't know. It's been kind of. You know, these people pushed my buttons to the point where I just said, hey, you know, fuck it. I'm going to put on the gloves and I'm going to show these son of a bitches, man. No matter how many, and I show them over and over. It's like I beat a ranger. I beat a fucking black belt. I've done so much so early in the year that now it's like, fuck. It's like, damn. And now I come, you know, formidable opponent, 3-1, you know, MMA fighter, light heavyweight, 3-1. He's light heavyweight boxing-wise. MMA, he would be like welterweight, I don't know, but or lightweight or welterweight, I don't know. But the point is, 170 pounds. Look, the guy was. We don't know how good his offense was because he did not hit me. I beat the. He threw back. He didn't. He hit air and he scratched my eye. He didn't do shit. He got his ass kicked, big time. I mean, the way I beat the fuck out of him, that's the way I need to beat Deontay Wilder. Or Dijon, trust me. If I do that to one of those clowns, I mean, of course you're going to have the delusional mental Stanleys and the Breezebacks and the troll TVs. They're going to say, like, you assaulted a 19, some bullshit. Yeah, forget them. Let's talk about my main haters. Oscar De La Hoya, Richard Schaefer, Golden Boy Promotions. Those are my main haters because they... I was supposed to knock out David Haye. I was supposed to fight David Haye, that bum. The British bum with the braids, David Haye. And, I don't know, Staples Center, I believe, yeah. And Richard Schaefer pulled the plug on that fight. And before that, Boxrec, always, they would purposely pull the plug on all my bouts. So now, me and Ricky Duenas, went to promoters. We used to spar all the time. We used to have wars in the gym wars. And we said to both of us agreed. We said, hey, listen, we need to make this shit happen. And then we both realized that BoxRec is a fucking joke going overtime. And when we both realized that, I just said, hey, let's just fight here in the gym, Tiger's gym. And he's like, no, I'm good. And then after that, he just, you know, went on his way. I went. Ricky Duenas went on to be a good fighter. Charlie Zanoff went on to be the greatest of all time, beating Deontay Wilder, Gilles Zavala, Derek the Giant, shit ton of MMA fighters, Sambo Russian, Anthony Thompson, probably the best boxer that I've beaten. That black belt for 219, opponent 219, probably the best opponent that I've beaten. His defense was, I mean, I don't know. I think Thompson had better offense, but I think that dude had better. Oh, yeah, he had better defense. Thompson had great defense, but he had better defense because I hit Thompson a show a lot of times in the face. Today, the guy was tough. You know, he was really tough. Like, he was tougher than Arturo Gatti, put it like, oh, fuck yeah, he was. Arturo Gatti wouldn't, if I hit Arturo, listen, man, rest in peace, Arturo Gatti, man, I have nothing against the guy. But, come on, if Charlie Zelenoff hit Arturo Gatti like that, he would be in a world of hurt, man. You know, and look, I don't hate Arturo Gatti. He was an exception in a fraudulent organization. He was not a world-class fighter. He was a tough guy who would pretty much fight anybody in his weight class. I take nothing away from him, but I would literally kill him in the ring. I'm just saying, this guy I beat today, the toughness that he showed, okay, he didn't show Class A boxing, but he showed Class A toughness. To take those kind of hits, it takes a special breed, and it takes also to take those kind of hits. I mean, the guy had, and I'm an MMA fighter with a chin like that, fuck. Those guys usually have glass jaws. If I hit Waddell like that, Waddell would be knocked unconscious with people reviving his ass. That was just like some out-of-this-world shit. I mean, listen, today is a very special day, actually. Today would have been my grandma's birthday. And my grandma, literally 3 days before she died in the hospital in Cedars-Sinai, she told me that I'm going to be the greatest champion in the history of boxing. I was a young kid. I was like, I didn't know. I told her, Grandma, it's about your health. It's not about boxing right now. It's not about anything right now. It's just about you. And, yeah, so today would have been her birthday. And I won. There you go. It's one for my grandma, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I mean, very satisfied with the two wins in 3 days. Of course, I wish. Well, I punched. What's his face? ESPN Joker, Arnold Barbosa Jr. I punched him in the face. But of course, if I hit him like this, yeah. But come on, man, bare knuckle. You kidding me, man? I would have killed him. It's not worth it, man. I would have literally got locked up right there if I hit him this hard. But this was a boxing match. The Barbosa, I beat in a street fight. 1 second. Thank you. Charlie Z, the champ.
221 and 0. Got to cut the radio. Pound King. And still.